This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you have a good 4th of July? I didn't even get a chance to ask. I hope you did. The French, I was in Paris, as you guys know, they don't celebrate the 4th of July. They celebrate the 14th of July, which is Bastille Day. And that's the day that they storm the castle, and they then cut off the head of their monarch. And they're all, you know, Kevin, you guys celebrate the 4th of July. You got your American independence. But we, in France, we stormed the castle, and we cut off the head of our king. Of our king. I'm like, well, whatever. We cut off the head of a country. We cut the head off of England. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. So much to talk about. Donald Trump, SCOTUS picks. Holy cow, the left are losing their mind. You know what else? They're losing their mind mostly because Republicans are running in the draft of Donald Trump. You know what I mean by the draft? I'm saying Trump is on the cycle. You know, he's in the Tour de France. He's leading the pack. And everybody's behind him attempting to draft off of him. You know, all these Republicans now that are jockeying for a position. And he's gotten rid of the rhinos. They fall into the back of the pack, the Paul Ryans of the world and so on. Many of the others have jumped onto the Trump train. Why? Because they feel the momentum of it. They see it cannot be stopped. And so all these things that we were concerned about, And the fact that we had both parties fighting against Donald Trump is now gone, and you're seeing the shift. I don't know if you're noticing the shift, but you're seeing the shift. That's right. And even you've changed. See, you've always thought of yourself as a guardian, a caretaker of the Republic, and you do this. And I'll use your children as an example. You're a guardian. And you go along your merry way. Everything's fine. You're just a protector. You say, hey, don't put that fork in the electricity, you know, in the outlet there, little kiddo of mine. Look both ways before you cross the street. You've guarded them in this very caretakerish kind of way. But now you find yourselves under attack. And now you know what it's made you become. You've been forced to become a warrior. Not just a guardian, you are a warrior for your children. You are a warrior for the Republic. You have gotten more vocal. I'm telling you, from my audience perspective, I get your notes, I get your messages, everything, and you call the show, and I've got it all, okay? And I've listened to you, I understand you, and you have gotten more and more brave. You finally figured out you're not just a guardian or a caretaker, you are a warrior. And you're not looking for a fight. But if somebody wants one, you're ready to give it now. You're ready to stand up and tell people why you support Donald Trump. Why you support the policies. You may not support him as the man. Look, I tell people all the time, I don't care about his style. You can talk to me about his style all you want. I care about what he does. I had a discussion with a guy who's an expert in Russia and the Middle East, and he's telling me,
well, Kevin, Donald Trump's not doing this right, and he's not doing that right now.
His name is Matt. He's a buddy of mine. And I'm going, Matt, okay, great. Say everything. I concede that you know more about Russia and the Middle East and the Pashtuns and the Shias and the than I could fill a thimble with. Granted. But here's what I can tell you I'm better at than you. I'm better at just taking it down to the base level. And because here's what his argument. His argument is Trump's messing up Middle East policy. He's messing up the policy with Russia. And I go, let me ask you this, Matt. Could he do any worse than Barack Obama?
Well, that could be your measuring stick.
No, it isn't my measuring stick. Here's my measuring stick. What has Russia done that's any different, that's more egregious than they've already done? In other words, are we better off with Russia or are we worse off with Russia where Trump is related at this very moment? And he kind of looked at me. I go, you can't say anything because you know we're better. We talked about the Chinese and their influence and all these different things that's happening with Syria. I go, okay, great. Say you're 100% right. Are we better off in dealing with the Chinese right now, or are we better off than we were before? And so he's like, well, right now. Okay. So in every way that we look at this situation, it's better. Yes. Okay. So now here's what your deal is. I said, here's your problem. You're saying Trump isn't making this enough of a priority in terms of how you want it worked, but we agree it's better. Yes. Okay. So we're talking about where do you want Russia slash China slash the world, the way you see the world inserted. Correct? He goes, yeah, kind of. I mean, that's where we sort of ended up. And I said, okay, great. So if you're telling me Trump isn't making it as much of a priority as you'd like to see it, and when he makes it a priority, here are the moves he should, the calculated moves he should make, I agree with you. Okay? But here's the question. When he does make it a priority, how do you know he's not going to already have those things in mind that you have? See, this is the problem with these so-called experts. And I told Matt this. I said, everything you tell me, you can tell me, I know all of the different nuances about Russia and the Middle East and all, and Syria and blah, 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 which is in the Middle East. And I would say to you, yeah, well, do you sit in briefings? Are you on the ground there? How many people do you have on the ground there? It's easy for me to poke arguments, but I didn't go after him that way. I just said, let's look at results. Where's Russia? Are they a bigger threat now or less? No, less threat. China. Bigger or lesser threat? Oh, we're dealing with trade issues. Yeah? And who's going to win in trade? If we got a $375 billion deficit to you, who's going to win? The trade imbalance is huge. It props up the Chinese economy. Don't tell me we're not going to win in trade. That's what I'm talking about. But the left, they will talk to us about we need to be civil, civility, etc. You are a parent slash guardian, and you are civil. When you're dealing with your children and what you want for their lives, their neighborhoods, for their schools, for their upbringing, and so on, you're very civil, but you've been forced to become a warrior. And as I like to say, throw me to the wolves, and I'm going to return their pack leader. And that's what I'm trying to convey to you, and I want you to convey that to the people around you, to the people that you love. That when somebody says he was thrown to the wolves, say, fantastic! That's what the Spartans, that's what they did. They send their kids out to the wolves. Are you going to be the king? Get your little 9-year-old butt out there and survive. Bring me back a wolf jacket, right? That's how you became the king. And if you couldn't survive out there, you couldn't be a Spartan. Well, you know what? You have been able to survive a world of Barack Obama for 8 years. You've survived leftism for decades. You have been thrown to the wolves, and you have returned a pack leader. I've got a lot to talk about today, folks. I want to talk about this SCOTUS pick. It's down to 3 people. It means you're probably looking at the next 3 SCOTUS judges, maybe, huh? Anyway, listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful 4-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Heaven, I'm in heaven. I want, when I'm doing, I can hear those old 45, those old 33 records, maybe older than that. Do 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 do. Heaven, I'm in heaven. You're wondering what's Kevin Jackson talking about being in heaven on the Kevin Jackson Show? It is heaven. You're listening to it. This is your little drop of utopia for what, 3 hours a day, however long you listen. It's a little drop of utopia. I ain't bragging. Ain't me bragging. It ain't bragging when it's the truth. I thoroughly enjoy my life right now, my political life. I enjoy my life right now, and I'm betting. Yeah, notice I put the G on the end there. I'm betting that you are enjoying your life as well. Come on, conservatives. Come on, white people. Give yourselves a hand. Yeah, I know there's some brown people listening to the program, too. Yeah, this is as close to heaven as you can get as a conservative, politically speaking, right? This time that we live in, the election of Trump has righted the political ship. Kevin, we're rehashing here. No, we're not. We're teaching. We're just reviewing material, but you need the review. You want to know why? Because sometimes you get out there in the world and you forget how good you have it. You forget that you're in heaven. I'm in heaven. I can hardly touch my toes. You're in heaven. Enjoy it. In heaven, Trump dazzles on so many levels. So many levels. The first being his dismantling of the legacy of Barack Obama. I cannot stress for you more how important that is. How you must destroy the person you're... I mean, they talk about... In Gladiator, here I go. Oh, Kevin's going to close some Gladiator. Look at my producers. They're rolling around. Oh, here comes Gladiator. First, they must destroy your reputation before they can kill you. Well, in this case, Donald Trump doesn't have to destroy Barack Obama's reputation. He merely has to point out what it is, what it was built on. There, that's not too much Gladiator. Shut up. Anyway, so... you're watching Barack Obama be dismantled. I'm talking about, okay, good example. Gaddafi, leader of Libya, the president of Libya, you know, leader, whatever, dictator. And you know how Gaddafi ended up? Beaten in the streets with somebody trying to stick something up his butt. They hate it. That's essentially where we are with Barack Obama with the left. We're not going to see pictures of him looking like Chris Stevens. Ambassador Stevens being drugged through Benghazi. No, we're not going to see him look like Gaddafi being dragged through Tripoli or wherever he was when they were killing him. But metaphorically, that's what's happened to Barack Obama. The left doesn't want to tell you that, but it's true. Yeah, Trump has destroyed his legacy, and now the left have turned on Barack Obama. If they were to be truthful with you, they would tell you this. They would tell you this. But at every turn, they decry Trump's his policies publicly, but they love the man privately. They won't tell you that. They love his policies. They love what's been happening to their lives because of it. And that's the dichotomy of leftism. You know, they have to be two-faced. Now, there are times when they must genuinely worry about Donald Trump. And we hit one of those times. Are you guys aware of this? In the same way that we had our version of hell during the era of Obama. Remember when Obama, when he got elected, one of the things that we were mostly concerned about was the SCOTUS judges. We were worried about the Supreme Court. We were going, oh my gosh, this dude is going to be able to rework the court. Think about what would have happened. Thankfully, we didn't get McCain because we still would have ended up with two leftist judges. Think about this. We wouldn't have won. We would have had another Justice Kennedy, one that tends to go with the left. But when Barack Obama got elected, man, even before he picked his two judges, we were forced to consider the possibility. How many SCOTUS judges did you think Obama might elect? Think about that. Reflect back in 2008, and we were looking at the ages of judges, and we were like, man, well, shoot, surely he's going to replace Ginsburg. So we were going 2, 3, maybe 4, right? I can tell you this. This is a fact, right, from Kevin Jackson. I know that the SCOTUS judges was my biggest concern during the era of Obama. I knew he was going to crash and burn on all these other policies. But we could undo that destruction with the right person. And guess what? That's exactly what Donald Trump has done. But the judges, you can't really undo that. I'm talking about even these lower court judges that have thwarted the great policies that have come up from Trump, whether it's the travel ban or all these other things. But those judges have hurt us. But the SCOTUS judges are the ones who have put the death nail. I mean, Obamacare is one of them. And by the way, Kennedy was sided with us on that one. We lost Roberts. But sure enough, Obama made two appointments, and he did not disappoint his base. We got two leftist fruitcakes. They support the insanity of the left, have abandoned all jurisprudence in their rulings. Look at what Sotomayor said in this last thing. What was she talking about? Was it immigration or the travel ban? It was, there was no, I mean, it was probably, honestly, one of the worst written decisions of dissent that I've read. It had nothing to do with law. She's supposed to look at the law. And I'm not talking about we're evaluating slavery, you know, and somebody going, well, the law of the land is slavery and black people have to just take it in the head, you know, whatever, we're like Dred Scott or whatever. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about protecting your borders and who's available as citizens. Who are the best citizens of the world? Let me tell you something right now. The best citizens of the world are the conservatives in America. You are the best citizens in the world. Repeat it to yourself. I, put your name there, am the one of the best citizens of the world. If you're listening to this program, not just because you're listening to me, because you're probably following conservative values, and you know, which I think of as Christian, Judeo-Christian values, you are the best citizen of the world, bar none. Stack them up, put them any way you want. You are the best. I'm talking about, look at the Chinese, the Japanese, the British, the French, the Germans, whatever. Pick your nationality. Doesn't matter who you pick. We are the best. We help more people. We do more for people. And we do it not out of, oh, beholden or whatever. We do it out of the kindness of our hearts. Because you are the best citizens of the world. And so I'm looking at this. Our situation is the best citizens of the world, and I'm looking at Sotomayor make her ruling and say, what are you talking about, humanity? We give humanity more than anybody. We bring people in, we take care of them, we school them, we feed them, we do whatever. Then we send money to their godforsaken countries where they don't give a crap about us, and we rinse and repeat, and we do it all over the world. And if the American citizen were really outraged at the way we were treated, man, the world would suffer mightily.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up his meetings with North Korean officials over the weekend. Pompeo described the talks as productive. Meanwhile, North Korean officials described the U.S. as having a, quote, gangster-like mindset when it comes to denuclearization. Retired four-star General Jack Keane says there's one thing people need to remember when it comes to dealing with the North Koreans.
Actually, the social aspect of it is something we don't talk about too much because we don't see it. is also pretty important. And sometimes decisions are made in social settings, to be quite frank about it.
Four more boys from that Taiwan soccer team were rescued today from the cave, bringing the total to 8. Now, the rescue operation has ended for the day in Thailand. As of right now, we're not hearing about the health of the 8 boys who were rescued. Tropical Storm Chris in the Atlantic Ocean is expected to strengthen into a hurricane by Tuesday, although it is staying away from land. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Donald Trump has narrowed his SCOTUS picks down to 3 Democrats.
Oh, my God, what are we going to do, man?
Woo, they're scared. They are scared. They're warning the ladies. Hey, ladies, listen up. Donald Trump is about to take away your reproductive rights. Roe v. Wade. They're concerned. We've been 5-4 for a while, but Kennedy is a wishy-washy conservative, theoretical conservative. I have the numbers. But I want to take you back to when we were concerned about the Democrats and what Barack Obama was going to do to us. Because you don't have to go back that far, 2008. Everything Obama could do, the one thing I was like, man, if this dude gets 4 Supreme Court judges, we are toast. When he won in 2008, it was one thing. 2012, oh my gosh. So he gets 2 judges pretty quickly. And most of these judges, remember, they were up in age. Alito is one of the youngest of the Supreme Court judges before Gorsuch. I think Alito's like 65. But as Obama's administration moved along in 2009 through 2012, or 2008 to 2012, I'm just telling you, it was like the executioner's clock was ticking. And then we get, you know, he obviously appoints these other 2 judges. And then Antonin Scalia, Judge Scalia, dies. And when Scalia died, let me tell you something. We dodged a bullet. The timing was obviously God's providence. Because Scalia died a tick sooner, Obama would have appointed another crazed leftist. Think about that. We were dangerously close. We dodged additional bullets, though, if you think about it deeper. Don't think about it just on the deal of Scalia. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson's show. KJRadio.com if you want to give us a call. 844-551-8255. Here's how, I mean, if you think about it at a deeper level. Because we're only looking at the ones who retired or quit or whatever, or died. And because at any point, any of these Supreme Court people can die. We don't know that they're going to live to be 85 or 90 years old. You know, it isn't like, I forget the oldest one lived to be in the late 90s. Most of these guys, you know, you figure, you know, they're going to get out in their 80s, but you don't know. It isn't like you become a Supreme Court judge and suddenly you live to be 90. You could die at 60. The 2 youngest now who are, Sotomayor and Kagan, and now Gorsuch, there's no guarantees. But look, let's look at what could have happened under Obama. Consider that both Ginsburg and Breyer could have retired under Obama, which meant they would have opened their seats up to even more dangerous leftist judges, but younger ones. Obama could have appointed people in their 50s, because we've got two who, let's face it, Ginsburg, come on now. I ain't trying to make fun of her, but Ginsburg, you know, as they say, has one foot on the grave and the other on a banana peel. But instead, those two judges, Breyer and Ginsburg, who would not retire, opted to roll the dice, and they stayed in office. Now, I was thinking about it, and I said, well, maybe they believed that the fix was in, and Hillary Clinton was going to be president, so why worry about it? Why be concerned when Hillary's going to, you know, if she gets elected, we'll retire then, and everything will be good. So they rolled the dice. They said, oh, okay, we got Obama, next we'll have Hillary, then we can all go out and ride into the sunset. I mean, I'm just casting a little theory here. But then we got Trump. Hillary lost, Trump won, and the court will be remade. And if I were a betting man, I would tell you that the odds of Trump replacing both those judges is greater than 60%. Replacing at least one of them, I'd go as high as into the 80 percentile. Now, this is completely unscientific. I mean, I'm not working with Las Vegas odds makers on this, but I'm going to bet you Trump has at least, I mean, he's got one that we know is coming up because Kennedy's retiring, but I'm saying Trump may, the likelihood of Trump making four appointments, I think it's pretty good. I'll get back to that in a bit. I want to let you think about this in this perspective, okay? It took Obama 8 years to get SCOTUS judges, two of them, to get the two that he got. A number that could have easily been five. Think about it. He could have gotten the two I just mentioned, Breyer and what's-her-face, Ginsburg, and Antonin Scalia. He could have replaced five judges, but he only got two. So President Trump will have accomplished what Obama did, except he will have done it in less than 2 years. In less than 2 years, Trump's going to have his two. Now go back to the time of Obama, when I was concerned about him getting these judges placed, and he, whatever time period he got his two, My thought was, whew, man, we got to defeat this guy in 2012 because he will then have a shot at others, right? That was what was on my mind. He's going to have a shot at others. Breyer, Ginsburg, possibly one of our other ones. It could Clarence Thomas. Even though Justice Thomas is, what, 71 now? So he was relatively young back then, but I'm just saying as far as the judges go. But he was on the block. They're all on the block. So I was concerned. What do you think the left is concerned about? The people that want to impeach Trump know he's not going to get impeached. Now they're looking at 2020 and they're going, shoot, we have nobody that can beat this dude in 2020. Even with the redistricting and all the gerrymandering and all the stuff, that it isn't going to matter, folks. Donald Trump is going to win the electoral vote yet again. There's no, the Russian collusion ends. It spins back on the Democrats. Trump continues building the economy, yada, 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 bis, boom, bada. And there you go. How concerned were you in 2012 when Obama won? Were you worried about the judge? I will tell you right now, in 2012, the day after the election, I thought, wow. Because I remember saying this, I thought the 2008 election was the most important election of our lifetime. Then I remember saying, nope, it's 2012 because Obama hadn't appointed whatever number of judges. And I said he could reshape the court, which would really screw things up for us because we already had the Obamacare decision with Roberts. And I thought, man, he gets one more, two more. We're toast. And we made it through. And then the fix was in. And we defeated the Clinton machine, the Obama administration, the crooked federal government that would dare plot against a citizen of the United States and ultimately the president of the United States, and we kicked their butt, and we continue to, oh, hallelujah. Shoot. Atheists are converting. Atheists are going, there is a God. and he's working for Donald Trump. Man. And when you think about Trump's getting two Supreme Court justices in place in less than 2 years, what Obama theoretically took 8 years to do, it's a fitting comparison to say that Trump has already accomplished what Obama has done in 8 years and only two. But it's unfair to Trump because Trump has more than accomplished. I mean, forget those two. If he didn't put another Supreme Court justice in, the dude has still been out. He's out rock-starred Barack Obama to a degree that has leftists at their homes going, you know what? We screwed up. I give you the walkaway movement. I give you the work that you and I have been doing for decades to showcase how silly these Democrats are. How crazy. They think of themselves as intellectually superior to us in so many ways. And you know what? We've been crushing them. And they know you know what's funny? They know what's coming and they're afraid of it because they know what's coming in the form of this, the remake of the Supreme Court, the remake of the judicial system. The fact is now sinking into them that these guys are not going to lose the House of Representatives. They will have control of the House, the Senate, the judiciary, and the executive branch. And it took all of what we went through for 8 years with Barack Obama, folks, to let the planets align, to let God go, oh, to the conservative movement and say, okay, I took you the long way, Joseph. I put you in prison, but you've come out on top. You are going to save Egypt because you're going to make sure that the grains are planted during the time of plenty and you're going to save up for when there's a time of few. And we've done that. We saved up. We did it the right way. And so now, as Donald Trump looks to reshape the courts, the Democrats wake up every day in horror, in the horror of a sane America. In America that cares, potentially, I don't know what's going to happen. The thing about Roe v. Wade, I don't know that you want to legislate morality in any way. I think we have to look at it differently. Anyway, I'm running out of time. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
President Donald Trump is about to make history yet again. I mean, it's all history, right? But let me just tell you, the election of Trump and his publishing of this list of the SCOTUS picks was really a fast one that he pulled during the campaign. But see, nobody cared about his picks at the time because they didn't think he was going to make it. But that list became relevant on November the 8th of 2016 and more so on January 20th of 2017 because Antonin Scalia had died. And they then knew that Donald Trump was going to come into office and he was going to replace Antonin Scalia. Now, that would have been no big deal in the scheme of things because Scalia was staunchly conservative. And is staunchly conservative. Welcome back. Well, he's dead now, but you know what I mean. Don't try to parse me. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But as MSNBC's Chuck Todd laments, Donald Trump is winning, and he's going, he gives you all the reasons why that are so wrong. I mean, you got to hear this guy. I'm going to play this clip here in a second. It's about 4 minutes, but he goes into why Kennedy is so critical and why the left is having such a problem with this. See, the Trumpists satisfied the most ardent conservatives and helped him get elected. These conservatives happily approved the list, and as I said, the left didn't care. And when Trump became president, he went right to that list. He selected Neil Gorsuch, and the rest is history. Gorsuch has agreed with the court's most conservative justice, Clarence Thomas, 100% of the time. I have the listings here of who's the most conservative and who's the most liberal. We have Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sotomayor, the most liberal. Kagan and Breyer moved to the right. Anthony Kennedy is just left of center. Roberts just right of center. Gorsuch and Alito, they have them even though Gorsuch has agreed with Clarence Thomas, who is the farthest right judge on the bench. He's agreed with him most of the time, but they said with only 19 cases, you can't say how far right he is. But we've got three judges who are staunchly conservative. Then we've got Kennedy and Roberts. Kennedy is going to be replaced with a staunchly conservative judge, and Roberts is going to get his crap together because he's going to see what's going on. I mean, yeah, he's justice for life, but he's going to get it. He's going to understand that history's going to look at him differently if he doesn't start agreeing with the president, which is being a pragmatist. But that's what scares him. Gorsuch is SCOTUS royalty. Now President Trump gets to rinse and repeat, can replace a moderate with a staunch conservative, and he's going to draw again from his approved list, and despite the rumblings of rhinos, Trump will get another appointment of a staunch conservative, a pragmatist, to the Supreme Court, despite Murkowski and Collins and others, because these people are on the line. Heitkamp, Manchin, these are senators who better vote with President Trump because their political futures depend on it. Now let's play the clip from Chuck Todd, who's beside himself.
The announced retirement of Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy this week helped make one political reality clear. Despite his overall unpopularity, President Trump is winning, and the Democrats right now are reeling. The Supreme Court. Mr. Trump is about to shape the court for a generation by choosing a possible tie-breaking conservative justice. And he's already filled the lower courts with like-minded conservatives. How about the Republican Party? The president's approval rating among Republicans is around 90%. Elected Republicans fear criticizing him, and the party has become a cult of personality, his. How about fake news? Mr. Trump has turned that phrase, which initially referred to the phony Russian-generated stories designed to support his campaign in 2016, into an applause line now to discredit responsible reporting showcasing his misdeeds. How about credibility? If reporters faithfully fact-check the president's serial misstatements, they risk being considered biased. If they don't, the misstatements gain traction. Either way, Mr. Trump wins. The Mueller investigation. The president has succeeded in convincing millions that the investigation is biased, despite traffic only an innuendo and not providing evidence. Then there's the economy. It is doing well, but it was doing well before he took office. Yet with unemployment down and jobs being created, President Trump is getting this credit. Still, much of Mr. Trump's success is superficial. While he's more popular among Republicans, the party overall is shrinking. His trade war, North Korea, or the Mueller investigation all could turn against him and, frankly, could turn against him now like North Korea has.
Let's stop it there for just a second. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. Wow, there's so much to dissect in that. I mean, fake news is fake news. He says even when we try to deliver the right news, he accuses us of fake news. No, okay, it's like saying, okay, so what, I lied to you three times. When I bring you the truth, you should believe the truth. No, not necessarily. I should be skeptical of the truth. That's all the Chuck Todd. Then, but what's funny is they're still hoping. They're hoping North Korea. Let's hope North Korea fails. Let's hope. And I love it. He says that in the Mueller investigation, Trump only has innuendo. He's only got innuendo. What's he got? What evidence does he have besides text of FBI agents saying they want him dead or they want him, you know, taken care of in, you know, in the most heinous of ways? Let's make sure he never will see the light of day. They're willing to put people in prison and who knows what else in order to keep Donald Trump from being successful. But he says it's all innuendo. Forget the text of Strzok and Page. Forget what McCabe has done. Forget what Comey has done. Forget what James Clapper has said. Forget all the lies that have been told. Forget all the cover-up that we know is happening. All the president has is innuendo. Oh, and he's piggybacking on the economy that Barack Obama said couldn't even happen. That's what Trump is doing. He's piggybacking on the notion that manufacturing jobs aren't really real. He didn't create those. He talked a lot about it, but he didn't do anything about it. He's piggybacking on the tax cut that gave millions of Americans tax relief that they could put back into the economy and gave companies more relief in the way of getting rid of stupid legislation that let them put trillions of dollars back into the economy. But hey, that just because Trump did that, he was running on this great Obama economy. Good luck with that. You know what? I love letting these guys be delusional. They think people are too stupid to realize that under Obama, they didn't have as much money in their paychecks as they do under Trump, and they're not going to vote that at the polls. That those bonuses they got isn't going to be voted at the polls. That the fact that they have jobs and they have mobility isn't going to be recognized at the polls. Go for it, Chuck Todd. Now, in his defense, he goes on to talk about the Democrats. And I'm not going to play that right now because we have too much to discuss on the SCOTUS fix. But I want you to understand they're having a conniption because, as I said earlier, Trump has reshaped everything. He talked about it. The lower courts, now the upper courts. He's reshaped the economy, even though they don't want to give him credit for it. He's reshaped our foreign policy, but they hope that it fails. And he's continuing to reshape that. He's reshaped our trade policies, which they're going, let's hope that fails as well. It is impossible for our trade policies to fail. Heard a guy talking about pecans on, I don't know, some station. I was somewhere, probably in Minnesota, and I think that's where I was, had a layover, and he said something along the lines of, yeah, I sell 60% of my product to China. They're going to go from my tariff of being 7% to 22%. What am I going to do? He goes, hey, I can't impact that. He goes, I still think I'll be okay. Mexico may sell more product to China, but I'll be okay. He goes, because I'll sell more in the U.S. But anyway, I want to focus on the SCOTUS picks. Because that's where the Democrats are struggling. They don't know what to do because they're going, what's happening? How do we beat Donald Trump when we can't gain any traction? How do they do it? Trump's going to draw from a list of pragmatists. Democrats are screaming about Roe v. Wade. Trump has said repeatedly, look, I hope this is a piece of legislation that's given to the states. He goes, this is not a federal government thing, but I'm going to appoint conservatives. And what that means is, and this is what the Democrats hate, they can't take everything to the Supreme Court now. It's going to be done in their states, which is where it should be done anyway. If you want to fight this battle, fight in the states. Look, you guys know me, I'm pro-life. Period. I'm pro-life. But I don't believe the Fed should be involved. Trump may appoint as many as 5 judges. And let's face it, the majority of these judges are going to now we've tipped the scales in the sense that, like in the case of Obama, he replaced 2 leftist judges. Trump may very well replace leftist judges, and that is going to flip the court in ways, the balances. It's one thing to be 5-4. It's another to be 6-3. But 7-2 or 8-1, and the Democrats won't know how to act. There's much more I'd like to talk about, but we're out of time.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.